You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuning in all over North America on the free Odyssey app, live and local on your CBS Sports Radio affiliates, SiriusXM 158, smart speakers, CBSSportsRadio.com. You can listen a million ways. Thank you for being here. I'm going to hang out with you for one more hour. Thank you to every person who's been rolling with us for the past three. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. Super producer and host Dave Shepard, he's here with us holding it down on the boards in New York City. And it's been an interesting night. We've talked about the Super Bowl halftime show. Taylor Swift says no. We talk about the NBA schedule release. If you're going to buy some tickets, be prepared to buy a ticket and a guy not play. We talked about Shannon Sharp. Appears that he's going to be moving back to ESPN. 2 days a week with Stephen A. Smith to discuss some NFL on First Take. We talked about Dalvin Cook. He's thrilled to be with the Jets, and he's there because of Aaron Rodgers. We talked about Rob Gronkowski making more jokes about coming out of retirement. I don't think that's the case. And a matter of fact, let's hear Rob Gronkowski. If you missed it early in the show, and he ain't coming back, folks. But he was having a chat with Kay Adams, and he mentioned the one guy who might have the best chance to bring him back if he would return. Listen to this.
Brian Daboll wants me on his roster.
Gronk, we can't.
He won't have that face if I was on the team with him.
Gronk, we can't keep doing this.
I know, but I love to do it.
Where's the window? Is it?
I love to do it, though.
Is it, like, open?
I love to pretend that I can still play. Just makes me feel good.
You definitely could still play.
No, I can't. I'm washed up.
Who's the coach that
I just like to pretend.
Who's the coach that has the best chance to get you out of retirement?
Brian Daboll.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Not Sean McDermott? Interesting.
Oh, my hometown team.
Your favorite team.
But Brian Daboll.
Brian Daboll could get you out. What would he say if you called
him? I mean, he can't.
What would he have to say to you?
He can't get me out of retirement, but he would have the best chance to get me out of retirement.
I mean, it could be you and Waller. Can you imagine that?
That would be pretty wild. I always believe that having two tight ends is the best. It makes the defense have the most difficult times. If you have two tight ends, I think that can make offense unstoppable. And it's rare. I mean, if you go back to my days when I had another tight end with me, I mean, it just makes the offense just prolific, just unstoppable. It gives you so many more options in the run game and the pass game and play action.
Yeah, well, we won't see him back out on the field, just like we will never see the other tight end he's referring to. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We got a lot of callers here. They've been waiting patiently. Let's go ahead and hit the lines and see what's on their minds. Let's go to Lou calling from Rochester. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Lou.
Hey, JR. Welcome back. You sound great. On your band quest there, too bad Led Zeppelin and Pink Floyd can't do it, but maybe the Killers can.
Okay.
Your discussion on infidelity, your pragmatism, and Shep's idealism, I think that's the first true chasm I've heard from you guys.
What? And, how often do you, we don't agree a lot. What are you talking about?
Oh, you guys always agree.
Hold on a second.
You're like,
hold on. Don't go anywhere. Hey, Shep, Lou calls in every now and then. What the hell has he been listening to?
I love Lou from Rochester. So Lou, I agree a lot with JR. It's why you don't...
We don't agree
right,
on a
right.
lot.
Right, so Lou, whenever you do hear me, it's often I'm trying to create... And I appreciate JR. This is his show. He allows me to have that opportunity and that platform. But when you hear me, more often than not, it's me either asking JR a question, what I'm curious about, and what I think the audience would be curious about, and it's because I want to offer the counter opinion. So I disagree with JR more than I ever agree.
Yeah, I don't know.
At least on the air. Yeah.
I don't know what Lou's talking about. Right. Lou, what you been listening to?
It seems tongue-in-cheek. It seems like you guys are doing, like, I've said it in the past, like, Curb Your Enthusiasm type.
What are you, when Larry David here? No, nobody. He says what he thinks, I say what I think. It's, ain't no, it's not contrived.
You guys can ad-lib with the best of them.
Well, thank you. Lou, am I supposed to be Jeff or Susie? Who am I in this?
Oh, no. As there's other characters always in that show that you guys can be yourself.
There you go.
And you are.
Yeah, I am. Thank you. What else is up, Lou?
But anyway, I think you're both right there. And the French say, c'est la vie, and that is life. But I called mainly because Rick Jeanneret was the Sabres play-by-play voice first with radio in 1971, and then moved over to TV. It was simulcast. He was extremely energetic and clever. Did 51 years with retired when he was last April when he was 79 or 80, and he passed away at 81. One of his greatest iconic calls that I'll never forget, nor will all of Western New York, was they were in a series with the Boston Bruins. It was an initial series. And the Bruins had beaten the Sabres 3 or 4 prior series.
Okay.
But this time, Sabres were playing a home game, and they were up 3-1. Uh-huh. And the game went into overtime.
Okay.
And Brad May scored for the Sabres, the overtime winner, to knock the Bruins out.
Okay.
And
it's called as long as Rick's career.
What's that?
Nothing. Go ahead.
And Jeanneret spontaneously started shouting out, "Mayday, mayday, okay, mayday," with a lot more enthusiasm.
I'm sure. I'm sure. Enthusiasm,
call.
Yes. Well, Lou, how about this? How about we actually hear some of his calls? You ready for that?
Sure.
All right. Well, thank you, Lou, for calling from Rochester. Listen to this, courtesy of the Royal Report.
Up ahead for Perreault. Perreault coming to center. Dumps it off the boards in the corner. Robert going after it. He scores! René Robert! And the Sabres win it again in overtime. Off the boards in the corner. Robert pounded it between the legs of Bernie Perreault. And the Buffalo Sabres are right back in the Stanley Cup Final. Winning here 5-4. René Robert.
To Dumont. Dumont leaves it to Briere, swings it in front of the net, and it's a triple wide of the goalpost. And now the Flyers will pick it up and bring it back. Ooh, what a hit!
Well, one thing that you'll never hear or have, doesn't exist is, my apologies to all the Sabre fans, is a Stanley Cup victory. Sorry. Sorry about that. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. John is calling from Maryland. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, John?
Yes, sir. First-time caller, long-time listener. How you doing today, man?
I'm excellent. What's up?
I'm just calling to see how your feelings about the Ravens, if you think they're going to have a good season this year, because I heard today that Marlon Humphrey got hurt, and I know our cornerbacks are pretty beat up. I'm just trying to figure out like how you think they're going to do in this hard division we got.
Well, I mean, we all know that the AFC North is always a fight. It's always a battle. Yeah, Marlon Humphrey having foot surgery. He's supposed to be back. At the start of the season. Look, it's the same old deal every season with the Ravens. They're a team right now that needs to get over the hump, and so they can swap out pieces and swap out guys here and there. They've certainly adjusted the offense now with Greg Roman out the door, and you're bringing in an Odell, and hopefully you have a healthy crew with a Rashad Bateman, and now you draft the Zay Flowers, and Lamar Jackson has more input on the offense. Look, the Ravens are going to be good, man. I'm expecting them to go to the playoffs unless there's an injury. But it's one of those situations where, hey, we've seen the best of the Ravens. But we haven't seen them be excellent. We haven't seen them be good enough to just straight go to the Super Bowl. So, look, are they going to get over the hump? I'm waiting to see. I think they're capable, but they actually have to do it. So, wake me when they do it. They'll win approximately 10 games, 10-plus maybe, and then just, so what? It's Super Bowl time, you know?
Because I know we were only, like, literally one play away from our backup quarterback, Huntley, you know, one bad play away last year of beating the Bengals. So, I mean, I think if we're relatively healthy, I think they have a good chance to take the North, I think.
They do. It's going to be between them and the Bengals. And let's also be clear, the Steelers ain't disappearing for nobody. I mean, it's always a dogfight with everybody.
Always.
Everybody.
And what? Can I say one more quick thing?
Sure.
We're going to the Super Bowl, performances. I think Jelly Roll, I don't know if you ever heard of him. He's a country star, and he does rock roll, too.
Yeah, he's
does a little bit of rap.
He's emerging. He got tattoos all over his face, right?
Mm. Yes, he does. But he's one heck of an artist, though. Like, he's, like, breaking records all over the place. Anyway, wow. I think him... And, like, if we can go back, like, you know, because I see, like, they have, like, older rock groups and stuff. I think I don't think I've seen many older rap groups. I think Bone Thugs and Harmony, if they could, maybe could give us a good show.
They just
Bam or
did.
Jelly Roll,
they,
you know, I
they
think.
They just had Snoop Dogg and Doc, these guys in their 50s. They just performed,
well, I'm talking about a group, like a rap group. I'm not talking about like a single.
Well, how many rap groups exist that could go out there and put on a show?
Probably not many, but I think Bone Thugs could give us a good show. I think.
Man, that's too small. I like Bone Thugs. Shout out to everybody listening out of Cleveland. They're too small. Like, you telling me about Jelly Roll? You ask, I know who he is. People don't know who he is. He ain't big enough to perform at the Super Bowl.
He's more popular than you might think, though, man. Like, like I said, he's
John,
been breaking he's
John,
been breaking records all over
John,
the place.
No, John. He is not a big enough artist to perform at the Super Bowl.
Okay, I get it. I understand.
They don't bring in in new acts or emerging acts. They bring in superstars. He ain't there yet.
Yeah, he's definitely not a Beyonce or nothing, but like
that's my point.
But right now he's definitely one of the top performers like this year and like, you know, last year.
I know you don't have to convince me. I know who he is. It's the guy with the tattoos on his face. I read about him. I know exactly who he is. But he ain't, like you said, he ain't Beyonce. You should perform at halftime. What songs would you do?
Yeah, right, man. I can barely talk to you on radio. I can't freaking sing, man.
You did a good enough job. Call me back another time, okay, John?
And I just want to let you know, man, like, this is the first time I called any freaking, you know, radio show. I really like your show, man.
Well, thank you. Listen, when the Ravens get going, let's call and talk about them, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you. Having a good night.
You too, John. Thank you for calling from Maryland. He's a radio virgin. Not anymore. 855-212-4CBS. Oh, Toronto. Hey, Chris is calling from Toronto. What's up? I was on your station. Chris, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, JR? Thanks for having me, man.
Yeah, no problem. Did you hear me? What station are you listening on, man?
I'm actually listening on my phone. Like, I called in and I was able to. I'm listening on the Fan 590. I'm on the Fan 590. I heard you were on earlier, but I was at work. Sorry, man.
Oh, I was having a chat with Mike Gentile about 7:30. Yeah.
Okay. I got to download. I wonder if I download that Odyssey app you keep talking about, I could go back and listen to you again or something. I'll have to see.
I don't know about 590, but go ahead. What are you thinking about?
I was thinking about the Super Bowl halftime show. It could kind of be like a new age sort of lady, like a Lady Marmalade thing. You remember 20 years ago they had the Lil' Kim, Christina Aguilera song. I was thinking because, you know, there's a woman in power movement. You could really push it by having other female artists, not Rihanna or Taylor Swift, that are very popular and relevant
Sexy
today.
Red? Sexy Red?
I mean, there's one. I like Nicki Minaj. I like Doja Cat. I don't think they're going to bring back Janet for like the older audience, but you know, Sexy Red is another one that you can add in there. But okay, no. Then we don't have to. That's a terrible idea. But you could just look across the board and see how much influential and popular female artists there are, and I think they could put on a very entertaining Super Bowl halftime show for women and for guys too.
You know, okay. And, yeah, I don't think.
Yeah,
I
think it would go a long way to showing that football isn't a middle-aged guy thing.
Oh yeah,
certainly not anymore. Yeah,
that's a misnomer. Yeah. Well, thank you, Chris. Appreciate you, man.
I appreciate you too, JR. Thanks for doing your thing, man. Peace out.
No doubt. Yeah, everybody got ideas. Everybody has ideas. I have to look up, and I know, but after a while, everything mends together. Like Shakira and Jennifer Lopez did the show's halftime show a couple years ago. I don't remember nothing about that show. I remember Justin Timberlake and Janet. I think we all remember that. But I remember Prince and Michael Jackson. But after a while, I'm like, Katy Perry. I remember Katy Perry came in on that. Is it a lion she rode in on or something like that? Whatever that song was with Juicy J, they didn't even let Juicy J perform. They didn't let that man nowhere near the Super Bowl. 855-212-4CBS. We got Ethan calling from West Virginia. Hey, what's up, Ethan?
Hey, JR. I work at a radio station that carries your show, and I thought this was a very interesting topic about the Super Bowl halftime show. Cool.
You're not working now, are you? Are you in the studio?
I mean, it's basically just sitting and making sure that three radio stations don't go off the air, and when they do
Ethan, I understand. I just think it's cool as hell that you're listening to the show in the studio and working, and you decided to call. Multitasking.
Well, yeah, multitasking. You could say that.
Yeah, but what's up?
But the Super Bowl halftime show, I think it's very important to get artists from the area that the Super Bowl is in. And with the Super Bowl being in Vegas this year, I think it's very important to have an artist from Las Vegas. And that's why I say Imagine Dragon is
I didn't know they're from Vegas.
Yeah, they are from Vegas. And I'm pretty sure they're Mormon as well.
Oh, I didn't know that. Wow. I didn't know that.
We're talking about a rock pop group that I would say most of the people like, you know, it's good motivational music. I listened to them before I did activities, I guess you could say, in sports. So,
I thought you were getting ready to say something else. I was like, whoa.
What are you getting ready to say?
You slowed down and paused.
No, I was just trying to find the right words. But sports athletic when I was an athlete a long time ago. A long time ago?
How long ago? Imagine Dragons ain't been out forever. How long ago are you talking about?
Well, probably 10 years. I graduated high school in 2016, and that was the end of my athletic career.
Bruh. 2016 was a long time ago to you?
I get reminded of it every day that it was a long time ago.
Man, that's yesterday. That was yesterday. That was yesterday. But anyway, yeah, maybe. We'll see, Ethan. Appreciate you.
All right. Appreciate you taking my call. Thank you.
No doubt. Shout outs to Ethan. And shout outs to everybody in all the studios all over where we at? North America. Hey, Shep, did you hear what he said? He's sitting in the studio making sure that the show doesn't drop off. Good for him.
I'm just glad he gets to do that for an exciting show. Like, how many people have to sit there and basically and worry about not falling asleep because they have to babysit a show that they're not the biggest fan of? He's a big enough fan that he's calling in.
How about that? Like, he's at work in the studio, and his job is to listen to the show and to hit a button every now and then.
Yes.
And he's like, hey, I'm just going to call up. I wonder how his boss feels about it.
Yeah, I was about to say, Ethan was smart because he didn't say where he was calling from, because I don't think you're allowed, because you can't call. You cannot call an affiliate if you're employed by that specific company.
We getting him fired.
Well, we're not doing anything. Ethan's the one that decided to call. And if he would have said to me, hey, by the way, I'm also an Odyssey employee. I'm at work right now. I would never have put him on the air.
No, we don't know that. We don't know. Okay. We don't know that.
Yeah, we don't know that. Of course not.
We don't know that. I just know his name is Ethan and he called from somewhere.
Well said. Well said.
Yeah, I don't know where he's calling from. He called from Mars for all I care. I don't know where he is.
You can call any Odyssey station because you are JR and you're a full-time host.
Right.
So even though I host, that is not my full-time title. So I would get in trouble if I called any show here and any show Odyssey related throughout North America. I'm not allowed to do that.
Really?
Yeah, unless you are
Is that written down somewhere?
Yes, unless you are a full-time host, which I'm not. I host every week, but I don't do it full-time like you and DA and Jim Rome, et cetera.
Where's this written down at?
No, I have called shows before because I listen to a lot of other shows.
Oh, so you got in trouble before.
I got in a lot of trouble. Wow. I got in a lot of trouble, yes. They did not like that.
Yeah, because I guess people feel like you're stepping on their toes.
Correct. And they were, it was not I learned my lesson. But, maybe in 80 years when I become a full-time host, I'll be able to do that. So I look forward to it.
There's very few people that... I want to talk to. Well, that's not a nice thing to say. But I said it.
Right. Right.
But no, when Steve Summers, who I know, I'm a fan of Steve. He's no longer on WFAN.
I'm there. You're here.
Yeah, I would call Steve while I was on air, and just to say what's up and say hi, and
that's
we'd have
really
a great
cool.
conversation.
Yeah. Now, I'm sorry. Now this is when you were hosting at WFAN, and you would call him while you're doing your show.
No, Steve would be here. Well, you hear me there.
Yes.
No, I have gotten off the air here and I've spoken to Steve while he was on air.
Right. Yes, you can do that because you're a full-time host.
Yeah, but I'm saying, so sure.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
Well, I do. I haven't recently because I don't listen most times.
Well,
I don't want to.
He's also not really on anymore.
Well, no, he's not. Yeah, correct. Right, he's not. I'm just saying in general. I don't want to talk to anybody.
Fair enough.
Do my show, sit here and talk to everybody already. So
yeah,
I mean,
Sunday 2 to 6, I'm waiting for JR to call in. I'd love to do a segment with him, but I understand he's busy. He's got other things on his mind, so...
You want me to call in? I call in.
No, JR, I'm obviously being facetious. You host 6 days a week solo. I would not expect you to call in at 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern time. That's crazy.
I would if you want to talk about something.
I appreciate that. Listen, if there is a time to do that, it's going to be the last show. Like, I would save a JR spot for my first show on, like, a big-time spot or my last show. That's the only time I would ask JR to come out with me.
Yeah, I'll do whatever. I'm here for you, man. I'll do whatever.
Quest.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm here, folks. I'm here. That's what I'm here for. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get some more of your calls. I want to tell you about something Darren Waller said about running backs. We got more to do. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
First off, I just want to say mad respect for your show. You always got a lot of good points. I agree with a lot of things you say.
I just want to say I love your show. Me and my grandpa listen to it every night.
I needed a JR fix tonight, and I'm glad that you're on.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. You know, nobody has an answer... because there isn't one about these running backs. The NFL, the ball's getting thrown around more than ever. I don't know. Maybe that is the correction. Maybe running backs will claim that they are, I don't know, dual threats or they're more wide receiver than running back. I don't know. But even Darren Waller, who's a tight end in the NFL for the New York Giants, we heard Rob Gronkowski last break talk about how Brian Daboll could and would be the only coach, I guess, to bring him back to work or bring him back to the NFL. Yeah, could you imagine him and Darren Waller? Oof, I guess if Darren Waller were healthy. But Darren Waller's like, hey, I don't have an answer about the running backs either. He says, yes, the running backs take a beating, but they deserve some cash. But it's about finding value for everyone. He spoke to Front Office Sports, and it's wild. Dalvin Cook taking a pay cut. I mean, it ain't too bad making $8.5 million. He's now a New York Jet. But also, speaking of the Giants, it is so wild how the New York Giants are just in the background. The New York Jets are taking in all or taking up all of the attention, especially in New York when it comes to football. Nobody's talking about the Giants at all. It's like, hey, Saquon Barkley showed up to work, and so who cares what else goes on? There's no talk about Darren Waller. There's nothing reported about Daniel Jones and his contract. Nothing. Let's see what the New York Giants can do this season. It would be hilarious. The Giants, and they're capable, if they have a better season than the Jets. It'd be a very Jetsian thing to take place. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Rich is here from Chicago. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Rich?
Hey, good evening, JR. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
I want to throw something at you that I think is kind of interesting because I dug it out. But experience, as you know, in the NFL is highly regarded. You know, you have experienced players, all pro guys coming back, and it obviously influences preseason rankings and who are kind of projected teams to be playoff teams and to go on to the Super Bowl. But it's really not as highly regarded, or I think valued, excuse me, in college football. I took a look because I thought it was kind of fun to take a look at what teams are emerging that have the most experience out of the 133 Division I teams and the perennial powers as to how they stack up. And it's really eye-opening. I'll give an example. The most experienced teams that are in the top 10, I won't go through all of them, but three notable teams. Florida State has the second most experience in college football. North Carolina is 6th. Southern Cal is 10th. Then when you look at the real powerhouse teams, this shocked me. Alabama, excuse me, is 127th in experience. Georgia's 95th. Ohio State's 59th. Clemson's 63. And LSU is 49. Well,
this is experience based on what? Total games played by the roster? Yeah.
Not age. It's playing time and game experience.
Okay.
And I'm thinking, all right, if it's that significant in the NFL, why isn't this factored in and taking a look at, not that Bama, Georgia, and Ohio State are ever going to be in decline, but don't you think that gives them kind of some vulnerability for these more experienced emerging teams that are competitive, that are ranked, that maybe you ought to take a hard look at this year?
What did you just ask me? What?
I said, don't you think these emerging teams could displace some of these historical powerhouses as potential Final Four playoff teams?
No, not because of experience. No, I don't think so. I think if you have the best or better players, if you can recruit the best of the best, that's all it boils down to, man.
Well, not if you have a bunch of freshmen.
Obviously, I'm not referring to dudes who just walked out of high school. But typically, if you have the best players, you have the best chance to win. That's it. There's a reason why Deion Sanders goes to Colorado and tells everybody to take a hike after they just lost 11 games. Man, he's going to bring in his own dudes.
I understand that, but if you look at Alabama, I don't think they've won back-to-back national championships, even in Saban's tenure.
So, yeah, nobody wins back-to-back world championships. But one of the reasons that Alabama has had success for almost forever is because they've been able to bring in the best players. That's it. I'm not hanging my hat on experience. Are we going to have a team like TCU who pops up? Oh, yeah. And then last time I looked, I mean, they got dudes who went to the league.
Yeah, but they weren't that experienced either. I mean, they got smoked, as you know, by Georgia. I'm just saying that it's worth taking a look at, that some of these teams that aren't highly regarded could make some noise, that do have a lot of senior, junior-dominated guys.
Yeah, it's a possibility, but I think we can look for the usual suspects, Rich.
We'll see, I guess.
That's why they play the games. I'm sure we'll have another TCU-esque surprise, especially as we get ready to expand the playoff. That's just the nature of the beast, man. Thank you so much for calling up.
Sure.
No doubt about it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to get to some of your calls before we roll out.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Thank you, first off, for making my drive from the south side of Atlanta to the north side every night bearable.
I always enjoy listening to you, man. Intellectual and introspective. I appreciate you.
I just started listening to you about 6 months ago. Man, I love your show.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Stuck in a timeshare and want out? Contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at wesleyfinancialgroup.com. Okay. Jay-Z, he's looking for somebody to do halftime. Good. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We got a bunch of callers. What else is new? Let's try to get on as many people as possible before we roll out. We've had a busy night and talking about the NBA schedule release and whether or not players actually, is it worth it to buy tickets when players are just sitting out randomly. Rob Gronkowski joking about coming out of retirement again. Shannon Sharp going to ESPN First Take after leaving Fox and Undisputed. We talked about, obviously, yeah, the Super Bowl. Taylor Swift is like, yeah, no thanks to the halftime show. I told you, Damian Lillard, if you want to hear him, he has an album out. He's like, I'm not just some dude playing, being a musician. Like, this is what I do. Sure. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Tony is here from D.C. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Tony?
JR, great subject, great subject. You know, before I get to my point about the halftime show, I want to tell you how generous you are to Shep, giving him the airtime that you give him. Obviously, his dream is to become a host, and you have given him so much great airtime. It's amazing generosity on your part. So I just wanted to tell you that, how you're making a dream come true for a young man.
A young man? Okay. Well, I don't like him, first of all. Let's get that out the way, Tony, okay? I don't like him. What else you got?
How about Becky G? You know who Becky G is?
I know. She's a singer. I couldn't name a song. If I heard it, I wouldn't know it was her, no. That's all I know is her name.
Becky G is a female rapper.
She's from Southern California.
Great backstory.
A rapper? And I don't know who she is? Okay.
Yeah, ask Shep about her.
Hey, Shep, you know Becky G?
She's like in mid-20s actress as well.
That's it.
Okay. Why do you know her, Tony? You listen?
I do. Well, I know the family a little bit. Her boyfriend is a soccer player for the L.A. Galaxy.
What a shock. Well, do you know a song? What's her biggest song?
I don't know a big song, like I said. You know, I'm an old guy, but I know the story about her. And they grew, she, her family lived in a garage in Southern California.
Not anymore, right?
And she came up the hard way. She's a young girl, though. She's selling out big concerts. And she's on all the national TV commercials. Very beautiful little girl.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you this. If I don't know who she is, then I don't think she's a Super Bowl worthy. That's just, I think, the facts. I don't know everybody now, but I know her name. If Becky G walked by me right now, I wouldn't know who the hell she is.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. No. Don't know. Nope.
I wanted to tell you before, I know you're in a hurry to get off, but I've been listening to talk radio for 50 years.
Well, that's a long time.
You're one of the best that ever did it.
Oh, well, damn.
You truly have a mate. You are so easy to listen to. You're hilarious. I've had to go off the road and laugh before I crashed the car.
Okay.
You're absolutely amazing, and I really appreciate your talent. I want to thank you.
Well, I try to do something different than all the other yelling, talking, boring hacks that exist. Listen, I've been listening for almost a long time, too, not as long as you. I've been listening since the advent of the first all sports talk format. So I've heard plenty of people moving around the country. I've heard plenty of people. I listen to plenty of people. And I think I have a good idea of, just trying to capture people's attention. I don't expect everybody to love me or like me or even want to listen at all. But I think I cast a wide net. So thank you, Tony. I appreciate you, man.
Thanks, man. Take care.
Absolutely. I gotta look up Becky G now. Shep, we got homework. We got to listen to Becky G.
Sounds good.
Yeah, who we got here? Mike is from Fort Lauderdale. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Mike?
Hey, JR, how you doing tonight? All right?
Yeah, I'm straight. What's up?
I just thought I'd help you out with the New York thing. I'm a transplanted New Yorker down here in Florida.
Okay.
So what makes you more of a New Yorker than me? Well, not really more. I didn't mean more. I'm just saying I thought I'd help you out with the New York Giant thing, why nobody's looking at the Giants. I know why nobody's looking at the Giants.
I also know why no one's looking at the Giants, but go ahead.
Well, nobody's looking at them because you got Aaron Rodgers at quarterback.
Yeah.
And they gave Daniel Jones all that money. And between you and me, JR, I don't think he's going to make it through the year if he runs like he did last year, because he got lucky running like he did last year, not getting hurt earlier than he did. And the Jet defense is so much better than the Giant defense that they're going to take a back seat all around.
The New York Jets have one of the best defenses in the league. You're correct. And I think one of the reasons that the New York Giants added some – look, the Giants' offense last year was Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley. They might as well have been running a pick-and-roll Stockton and Malone out there. But that's why you bring in someone like Darren Waller. And I don't expect Daniel Jones to have the same usage, especially running the ball, knowing that they gave him that gigantic contract. So I think they're going to try to cut down on a lot of that.
Oh, that will make me happy, but I still don't like his accuracy. Sometimes his accuracy, when he gets happy feet, that ball don't go where it's supposed to go, man. And that worries me about the Giants also.
Well, Nobody's going to confuse him with Patrick Mahomes. You know, he's a good starting quarterback. He's capable of winning you games, and that's why he got his 40. He ain't in the upper echelon.
Between you and me, I see him taking a step back this year. I hate to say it. I don't see him being better than he was last year.
I don't think so. He's just a good QB, and now he's going to have some weapons, so we'll see. Hey, Mike, I appreciate you, man. Thank you.
All right. You take it easy, Jay. I love your show.
All right. Thank you so much. Sean from Michigan. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how's it going, JR?
What's up, man? I'm good.
Hey, I appreciate your show, man. You make my hour drive home from work pretty enjoyable. I appreciate that.
No doubt, man. Go ahead.
Hey, I got some suggestions for the halftime show. And I love my rock and my rap as much as anybody, but there's other genres out there. How about having, Gwen Stefani and a Blake Shelton singing with maybe like a holographic image of Johnny Cash or some holographic portrait.
Man, we don't need
Kenny Rogers.
We got real human beings. Hold on, Sean. We got real human beings. We don't need no holograms.
Well, they're real human beings, man. But they had holographic Elvis Presley singing. I can't remember how a couple years ago. It was on the Super Bowl, but everybody remembers that. It was beautiful. Have like a Kenny Rogers doing a duet with Dolly Parton or something. It's something different. It doesn't always have to be the same thing.
But you mentioned Gwen Stefani. Didn't she perform a long time ago? Did No Doubt ever do the Super Bowl? Weren't they out there?
Yeah, but this different. Blake Shelton, Gwen Stefani is married. It'd be different. It'd be different.
So there's Gwen Stefani before and after?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. All right, Sean, I can dig it. Who's your favorite musician?
Oh, well, I'm a rocker. I love my classic. So.
Okay. You know, I was driving around today.
I jam my 94.7. I'm a classic kind of guy, you know. But I'm all genre. I'm not too much into the 2020s kind of music. I couldn't tell you who was doing that stuff.
Okay, thank you, Sean. Appreciate you, bro.
Hey, I just say go Lions, go Blue, and keep up the good work, man. You're great.
All right, thank you. Appreciate you. Thank you, all Sean. Right. I don't know. Sean couldn't hear me for nothing. He couldn't hear me at all. It's sad. Rich from Pittsburgh, you got to go. I'm sorry. I want to let you on, but you got to make your point right now, quick.
Real quick. I think they should have Kingfish Ingram. He should head up the Super Bowl show. If you ever saw him, the guy is just awesome in concert.
I gotta Google who he is first, Rich. Okay, what's his name?
Album is 662. That's his album.
What's his name?
His name is Kingfish Ingram.
Okay, I'll look him up. Thank you, Rich.
See ya. Bye.
Right, bye bye. I like he understood the point. Sometimes I tell people we're at the end of the show and they're just like, want to have a conversation. I'm like, hey, it's either that or you don't get on the air. Kingfish Ingram. I gotta Google him. Oh, he's a blues dude. He's not Beyonce, okay? Not Beyonce, not Taylor Swift. I got to look up Becky G. Oh, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to be back tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. Thank you, Chef. Thank you, everybody, for listening. I'm out of here. But don't listen. Oh, excuse me. Don't move from CBS Sports Radio. Rich Herrera's coming up next. Listen, please. I made a mistake.